Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Oh my goodness, it is now 8:08 here at WCCO. You are listening to Steele Talking. I am your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do, is sit here and be with you on a Sunday night, and it is Father's Day. So those that are just joining us, those fathers that are just joining us, happy Father's Day to you as well. Well, I must say, Pride event is happening this coming weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I am. And I have to tell you, I am excited because I had a chance to go on June 9th to check out the Grand Marshals. And joining us tonight is Nick Zapko, and she is one of the Grand Marshals of the Twin Cities Pride. And I am so honored to talk to you tonight, Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm thrilled that you're here. Okay, Grand Marshal, what does that mean to you, and were you excited about it?
Yeah, being the Grand Marshal is an incredible honor, particularly when we have so many people in our community that would definitely qualify, but to be selected for that with Hannah and Dave is really quite an honor. It means a lot.
I can imagine it means a lot. I've only been at the front of a parade one time, you know, and it's just so exciting. And of course, you know, I made the mistake and had a rip under my coat. Boy, that wasn't pretty, but it was really, really special. You do feel special at something like this. So how did it feel for you when you got asked to be a Grand Marshal? Did you scream? Did you cry?
I was shocked. And I just had a huge smile on my face because it was the coolest thing to be selected. Really, it's hard to even respond to that kind of honor.
Well, this year is the 50th anniversary right here in the Twin Cities. 50 years. It's so remarkable that we have had that type of success with Pride. And it's back in person this year, which is really exciting. Tell me what you're excited about.
We're back together again, but Minnesota, I wasn't born and raised in Minnesota, but it is definitely my home now, and so I'm a huge advocate of Minnesota, and to know that we're celebrating 50 years of the parade in Minneapolis, it's just fantastic. It's a very big deal to be able to continue that tradition, and I'm mostly looking forward to seeing all the happy faces and the people connecting and being so inspiring. Just allowing everybody to be their true self in a way that's loving and supportive.
I completely agree with you. In fact, you know, it's so diverse. The last time I went to one of the big parades, I just couldn't believe how diverse it was. It seemed like we are the world, right? Like people from all over the world. It looked like that to me. All different colors from all different walks of life. Just absolutely beautiful. I don't know why we can't continue to do that all the time to make sure that we are all involved in corporations or our jobs or whatever it is. Should look like, you know, we are all part of this, a very diverse looking group. But Pride has always given us that, and I love that. Now, this is happening at Loring Park from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, June 25th, and Sunday, June 26th. How do you prepare to be a Grand Marshal?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. There's so many things that, like, what do I wear? And so depending on the weather, and I'm bringing my family, and just having the people around me that I love, I'm super excited about that. And then also having my deaf community as close as possible. But just making sure I bring my true self. It almost feels like another holiday, like it's a big holiday. And I would agree with you that it would be nice to see more of this community and coming together where it's just like an everyday thing that people can be themselves and we don't have to wait for a special time of the year. And we can just all be who we are without judgment and with love and support. I mean, that would be a wonderful thing to see.
Let's talk about love and support. As you know, in the past years, Of course, the police at one time could not even be a part of the parade. I think they were asked to not be there. And I'm just wondering, have those relationships and partnerships, have they healed over the last 3 years?
It's a process. Yeah, I think we're starting to see some healing as we've had some honest conversations, and approaches have been better. So I think it's gonna take time. It's not anything that can be solved quickly. It's not overnight for sure, but I think there's more of an awareness, and people are focused on fixing that relationship.
Tell us about the theme of this year's Pride.
Oh, the theme is past, present, and future. And I think that's such a great theme to have because it's so accurate. We have the people that were involved in the very first parade that have worked so hard for human rights and coming out, and then, you know, currently today where we're at, and then to look at, you know, more and more people that will join the community or at least feel more comfortable to be part of the community. It's just, you know, it's an exciting thing to think about. And now
that is,
kids are coming as well, so that, you know, that's their future. It's really great.
How many families do you see usually at Pride? I know you've been to many of them. I'm just curious to know how many children are really there.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even count, honestly. And it's such an age difference. I mean, we see infants all the way up to, you know, parents coming with their adult children. And so I'm super excited to go because we always see such an age range and such a diverse group and community. It's such a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And of course, there will be throngs of people wanting to meet the marshals. And you being one of the grand marshals, I can imagine you know, how in the world do you, you know, get used to that idea of people coming up and saying hello and asking questions? Are you prepared?
I'm ready. I love those interactions. I love to chat with people and I love to meet new people. And like to see people get inspired, and they inspire me just as much. So it's a unique and fascinating opportunity for me, and I cherish that.
There's always been, you know, some type of vendors there. Of course, you've got food trucks this year, a beer garden. By the way, what is a beer garden? I have never seen that. I've never witnessed it.
Sometimes it's across the street. It just depends on what the setup is. But it's just a place where people, the goal, I guess, is just go and have some beer and just relax and be with friends. And they, of course, have an age limit about going in. So maybe that's why they call it the garden. I'm not exactly sure. But they have a variety of beers. I will say that. Maybe that's the garden part. I don't know.
You know, I had a friend that asked me years ago, you know, is it for everybody or do I have to be, you know, part of the LGBTQIA community to be able to go? And I went, no, anyone can go as long as you're going there in peace and to support, right?
Oh, yes, 100%. I totally agree with it. Everyone is welcome, for sure. And, you know, if they just want to learn about the culture and they want to understand more and learn how to be an advocate, an ally, most definitely, they are welcome. And there's a lot of dogs, too. There's a lot of dogs. People bring their animals. It's amazing. It's a wonderful dog show.
I didn't expect to hear that, that's for sure. Okay, so this big march that you are a part of, the anniversary march, will take place on Sunday, June 26th. What time does that start? I don't think I have that. Is it 11 a.m.?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
And where does it begin?
It's on Hennepin and on corner of Hennepin and 7th.
Awesome. And awesome. That'll be easy.
Yeah, goes to Loring Park.
Awesome. Okay, so this theme that is happening, and people have been talking about this theme and how you spotlight it. What are you hearing from people that are involved and not involved? Do they like the idea of the theme this year? The past, present, future?
Yeah, people are loving the theme. The community is loving the theme. They totally agree with it, that, you know, we can't forget our past. We can't forget about Stonewall and all of the work that so many people did and how we've evolved as a community. And now we have pronouns that are getting respected and honored and utilized. And so it's definitely all portions are critical to that, to our community, past, present, and future.
Wow, it is so true. And if we all did that, if we all kept reliving and reading and knowing and understanding where we came from and how we got here, we are better for it. So I love the theme, past, yes, present, future. Just absolutely beautiful. So what kind of changes have been made to the Pride Festival this year? I know you have a lot of, I think it's two or three stages just for entertainment, correct?
Yes, yep. Two or three stages, and they have comedy shows, and they have music, and they have drag shows, and it's just a wonderful variety. It's always so hard to decide which stage to go to, and you know, so I'd like to see them all, but we can't. So we'll just have to bounce around and see which stage at the moment is open and active.
So have you guys had ASL interpreters each year, or as long as you've known about it, would you say that this year with the ASL, that's a new addition?
Oh, no, they have always had it since I can remember. On the stage, there's always the ASL interpreters, and they're all volunteers. All the interpreters volunteer for this event. But it's wonderful that we have such access, and we feel like we can... the deaf, hard of hearing community feel like they can really be a part of the event as a result.
That's awesome. Now, I'm reading that the escape space for neurodivergent individuals, the ADA accessible bathrooms, and the lactation station will be at the festival again this year. I was so happy to read that. We need a lactation station. So thank goodness they included that as well this year. So has there been anything that has surprised you now that you are a Grand Marshal?
I think, the fact that they have the neurodiverse station is also in the quiet space is really important to us because it's part of our family. And so that's surprising and wonderful to see that that is part of the environment there.
So when I was at the June 9th event for the Grand Marshals, I did not hear, and I didn't get a chance to stay the whole time, but I didn't get to hear that the Pride concert has moved to the Armory. Did that just happen, or did it happen a couple weeks ago?
I think it was a few weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and who's the...
I wasn't the event myself, but...
Yeah. Do you know who's performing?
What is her name? She has that song, Call Me Maybe.
Oh, Carly.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Thank you very much. Her music, they say, is about joy, and it's a lot of fun and love. That's a great song, by the way. And I'm just curious about moving to the Armory. I was surprised at that. It feels like it's a long way away from Loring Park, but I'm excited that she'll be there and a part of it as well. Do you perform ever at all? Do you ever get to do more than just be in the parade?
No. That's my day off. I am not doing any performing. I'm with my family and just celebrating myself as a person and other people. So no, I am not performing. And that's okay.
Well, I am so excited, Nick Zapko. Thank you so much for joining us tonight as a Grand Marshal of the Twin Cities Pride. And another person that is a Grand Marshal as well, I believe, is Hildy Edwards. Do I have that correct?
Is what's the name?
Hildy Edwards. Yeah, there are.
That sounds right to me, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that is the other Marshal. So that's going to be exciting for you guys to meet and talk. So thank you so much, Nick, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Of course, Nick Zapko, she joined us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And what a pleasure. I really hope I can see just even if it's just one big event, because I know my niece is singing out there. I'm going to try my best to make it. So thank you again, Nick.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful. Hope to see you there.
All right, you take care. Have fun.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.